Welcome to the Fandom Podcast, episode 137. This is the show that brings together geeks and nerds from across the Fandiverse to analyze the news and discuss your favorite TV, movies, comics, and books. This week, I'm not sure if we're talking about TV or comics. I think the correct answer is both, but we're talking about The Walking Dead. But first, little pig, let me in, and by little pig, I mean Nick English.
I'm not going to let you in, and I'm never going to let you in, and I am not going to let Negan in my house, never, not once, or acknowledge his presence.
What if I said please?
Nope.
What if Negan said please? That's just bad manners.
No. Nope.
That's just bad manners.
Nope.
All right. All right. Well, I guess Lucille's getting a little jealous because joining us is Jeff Dumas.
Ooh, she's a vampire bat.
Sorry. Yeah,
I like that.
I have multiple Lucilles, and they are jealous.
And they're vampire bats, apparently.
Well, one is a plastic baseball bat wrapped in yarn.
Yarn? Let's be honest, it's yarn.
But it's tied in a way to make it look like barbed wire.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about that. A little bit of hairspray might do a little bit of good on that.
Huh.
So, all right. And joining us live from Easy Street, she is Amy Champion.
Negan is welcome at my house anytime.
Well,
do you understand what that sentence means?
Well, there's certain restrictions, but most of the time, he's welcome.
Negan does not have restrictions, so you lose. Oh.
That's true. He's still welcome.
Once Brandon introduces himself, I have a point for Nick.
All right, well, don't worry, because I'm confused by all of that and all of the color in this world. Isn't this a black and white comic? I'm not sure how this is happening. Anyway, I'm Brandon Ushio. Okay, we're talking about The Walking Dead this week. Last week, we talked about Star Trek and The Orville, and this week, Jeff was all like, well, we did that. Let's talk about something you haven't watched. And so I have not watched The Walking Dead. I'm going to air my dirty laundry right here. Sorry about that, this guys, but I have not watched The Walking Dead since the episode where Glenn got his head bashed in.
Brandon.
Sorry, spoilers. I don't know how.
You just haven't watched this last season.
So you're last season or any of this stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. I have watched. They started this spinoff that I've been watching, though. It's kind of interesting. It's got Sasha up in space. So I'm pretty sure something crazy is going to happen there. There's this weird zombie, like blue skin, threat ganglia. He's like commanding the ship they're on. I don't get it, but anyway, that'll probably happen soon.
No, for a hot second I was like, wait, Fear the Walking Dead has Sasha? What? Oh no.
Fear the Walking Dead takes place in space? What?
I was like, wait, it's changed a lot since I watched that last.
No, Star Trek Discovery has the actress who plays Sasha.
So got it.
So that's why I'm like, oh, in space and aliens and
That case, is it also a Harry Potter spinoff?
Harry Potter in space, yes. Lucius Malfoy in space.
Oh, I am so down.
Oh, okay.
I found an article that I didn't put in the news, but it's on the topic of Jason Isaacs. It says, Jason Isaacs says racist Star Trek haters can go expletive themselves. So.
Yeah, that sounds like Jason Isaacs.
So there you go. That is an article I found, and I can post it if you want.
He also had some people tweeting at him, or tweeting saying, oh, getting people like Jason Isaacs who are just there to collect a paycheck, they're ruining Star Trek. And he actually responded to them and said, I could make more money other places. However, I'm partially here because of my love of Star Trek. Now, I'm sure he put that partially in there because he didn't want CBS to be like, well, we don't have to pay you because you love Star Trek.
Look, I love Star Trek.
Well,
the money's nice, but I love Star Trek.
If you're not really wanting the money.
Well,
oh, you're just here for the love? Okay, we can change your paycheck to reflect that.
There should be a group that take actors to these people, to people who complains work. And, like, this guy, you know, he's in his cubicle, and Jason Isaac walks up and goes, are you the guy that tweeted at me? I'm just here for the paycheck. Yeah. Then Jason Isaac looks around and goes, you're just here for the paycheck, aren't you? And then walk away. And you're like, yeah, people have to work. It's this weird thing. The economy or business services require money, apparently, and it's getting annoying.
However, when you're somebody like Lucius Malfoy, you can choose where you work a little bit. Like, he could be like, oh, I'm going to manage a... Blockbusters, because they're a thing that's still around. And
that's kind of random.
Ask your mom.
Oh, yeah, oh no. Yeah, I know what a Blockbuster is. That's like where my Friday night was, guys, and Hollywood Video. Just saying.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, okay. So now that we've got a little bit of pre-news warm-up going on, let's jump into the news, sponsored by you. Head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast to find out more. Sometimes I feel like I'm a late night radio. Welcome to the news. Like trying to be, I'm not, but trying to be. Anyway,
tapping in your neck of the woods.
Okay, so our first bit of news comes from the MCU, not from the MCU proper, but from like the real world actors who are portraying characters in the MCU. Thor Ragnarok had its world screening event going on, and Mark Ruffalo managed to start streaming audio for 10 minutes without realizing that he was actually streaming audio.
That's fantastic.
So, people who followed him on Instagram got 10 minutes of the Thor Ragnarok premiere.
Oh my God.
And so, it stopped, and there was no explanation of why it stopped. It was just more of a, hey, it stopped. I wonder if somebody ran in there, Mark, turn your phone off now.
Well, no, it's just that every person who works for Disney now in their movies has a little person following around and says, turn it off or I kill you. Spoil something or I kill you, you know.
We call this the Ruffalo exception.
Like when Alan Tudyk was at Comic-Con, he said, look, there's a guy in the back of the room, and if I say anything about Star Wars, he's going to just shoot me.
It's true. It's true. They're there.
So Disney.
That's because Disney is really just in a like a group of assassins that are just waiting to kill people. It's actually they're underground. They're all just
they're
assassins.
I want to see someone.
It's where they make most of their money, and then Disneyland is a close second.
Disneyland's a front to launder
their money.
Yeah,
it could be like a secret base for all the assassins.
Somebody, please draw me a Mickey Mouse dressed up as Assassin's Creed. That would be fun.
I wonder if it exists.
It probably does, but I don't know.
I instantly thought of like the Kingdom Hearts Mickey with like how he's like in that like black cloak and everything, but never mind. That's not the same thing as Assassin's Creed.
So he went into the theater. It was automatically started streaming out to all of his Instagram followers. The happy news is we know that there will be some good laughs within the first 10 minutes of the show because people were heard laughing. But here's the funniest thing out of all this, because we always give Tom Holland crap about not being able to keep a secret. So Tom Holland tweeted saying, now that I'm not the worst Avenger at keeping secrets, can I get my script, please?
No, because you're not an Avenger.
But way to bring it down.
If you saw Homecoming, it's not depressing.
It still is. Still kind of.
No, it's not.
Kind of.
Did you see Homecoming?
I did.
He denied Avengerness.
But imagine, he could have had that Iron Spider suit.
He'll get it in Infinity War, probably, maybe.
Probably,
maybe.
That would
have been so cool. He'd be like fighting right beside Mr. Stark, like, which was his lifelong dream.
Didn't he get his lifelong dream? Because he did fight right next to Mr. Stark in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Nick, you're not helping me.
You mean Captain America Civil War?
That too.
And you're not factually correct.
I guess both answers are correct.
So, I think this is kind of hilarious. It was just kind of some fun news about Mark Ruffalo and streaming Thor, and yeah.
This kind of reminds me of Ryan Reynolds being pretty sure he wasn't the one who leaked the Deadpool stuff. You know, oh no, I totally didn't know my thing was on.
So here's the thing. I completely believe that Mark Ruffalo did this on accident.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I don't believe for a second that Ryan Reynolds was like, I don't know. I don't think I did.
Well, yeah, the joke he does in interviews is like, yeah, only like three of us had that test footage, and then it got leaked, and I'm like 90% sure it wasn't me. It's always meant played for humor, because, you know, like, you obviously leaked it or you didn't. But Screen Junkies did a thing with the director of Deadpool Live, and he went through the whole story of what Fox did when that got leaked, and apparently they were able to actually trace down the server it was being stored on and all this, and it's interesting, but now that I'm saying out loud, it's kind of boring.
Hey, I'm a nerd. I started thinking, as soon as you said server, I was like, oh, go on.
I understood that reference.
pretty much. Okay, so yeah, Mark Ruffalo, he got a little bit of crap for live streaming the first 10 minutes of the Thor the Thor trailer. Or Thor, not trailer. But full-on premiere.
Like the legit movie.
So if anybody out there needs some better audio quality for their pirated copy, just look up Mark's Instagram.
You know,
and I'm sure it will be deleted by now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's gone. It's a no big deal. It's not like he has 5.6 million followers or anything like
that. Oh, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Jeez. What are they even complaining about? I don't even get it. So, all right, our next news story comes out of the United Kingdom, and it's about a little known TV property called Doctor Who. Now, for those of you who have no idea what this is, it's this show that's on BBC that has a woman playing the main character. I know that's pretty progressive right there, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All right, so now that Jeff's brought me back on course, so the Doctor Who, there's a lot of talk about how it's going to be different under its next showrunner, Chris Chibnall, and it sounds like they are going to be doing longer episodes, but fewer of them. So instead of like 13 episodes in a season, they're cutting it back to 10. And that Jodie Whittaker is going to be getting a new TARDIS, and she's going to be getting a new sonic screwdriver. And that doesn't really surprise me, because all of the Doctors have gotten new TARDISes and new sonic screwdrivers, right?
Well, not necessarily new sonic screwdrivers.
Well, in the modern incantation.
Since Eccleston.
Eccleston and Tennant had the same one, right?
It depends. There are some toys that say, oh, this is 9 versus this is 10. They claim to say David Tennant has more of a tan handle and Eccleston had more of a chrome one.
It's all about that.
It is
sonic screwdrivers.
Yeah. But, I mean, as we learned from the 50th anniversary, it's the hardware that matters, not the case.
So do you guys think that the TARDIS could be getting like a full-on revamp? Like maybe the chameleon circuit will get fixed and something will be changed?
If that happens, oh my gosh. I mean,
go ahead.
They got to keep some continuity, right? I mean, there's so many people that are upset that Jodie Whittaker is the Doctor. If you change everything about the show, then everyone's just going to check out. Like, if you know, you got to keep something.
They took a big leap of faith with a female Doctor.
Really?
Yeah, according to the internet, they have. Because, you know, the internet's handling that great. but if they change the TARDIS, like, the TARDIS is the Doctor Who look. It doesn't matter who your Doctor is. That blue police box is the TARDIS. They change that. They're alienating this Doctor as the one who... And I'm not saying this is going to happen. This is how the internet's going to take it. You're going to take it as the person who ruined Doctor Who.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
I'm quoting the internet in the future, not my actual opinion.
Okay. All right, let's have a little bit of fun with this, though. Like, so the police box was a police box because it fit into where it was when it was, and it was not out of place. It was hiding in plain sight. So nowadays, the police boxes aren't really a thing anymore. Somebody sees the police box, they instantly think TARDIS. So if the TARDIS were to land today with the functioning chameleon circuit, and then it got stuck after one time landing today, what do you think it would materialize as?
A Toyota Prius.
You son of a... Hold on. I have an extra detail. A Prius with an Uber driver sticker.
Oh, let's step up.
Is that a reference to something? Like the fact that you both went to Prius?
No, just because that's... I don't know why.
It's like the worst thing it could be. No, I don't know. Let's see... I would just have to say a car parked somewhere. That's the only thing that, you know.
Yeah,
there's really nothing.
Maybe a UPS truck? FedEx truck?
There's like not like a building that's like you can go into that is like universal, like a phone booth was, if that makes sense. Like I was like, a selfie stick. Oh, wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really make sense.
So the master, one of his TARDISes, the chameleon circuit made it look like a Greek column. And so it doesn't necessarily have to have a door on it.
It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to blend in when the Doctor's not there.
And it just has to be big enough for somebody to get in and out of it.
So
my thought is, and this is definitely like an American thing, so I know it's not in America, and I'm sure these aren't all around England like they are here, but a red box.
That'd be cool. I like that.
We're already used to seeing them parked at random locations. And
the one inside my grocery store did move.
Mine is technically...
Like on its own?
It is the TARDIS, Jeff.
No, I was going to walk out the door and like, oh, I'll just look at the red box while I wait for my dad. Hey, it's gone. And there was a sign that said it's moved to the other side of the store, mm-hmm. but still, it's...
And like,
it can move. You just print out a whole bunch of those stickers saying this red box has moved and have an arrow pointing in random directions. And
eventually you'll find one, right?
And you fly away in your TARDIS.
I did notice at my grocery store that there's a big sign that's like, out of order. And I was like, And it looks like someone's just like scribbled it on there. But I was like,
Is it really out of order or is it a TARDIS in disguise?
I'm going to go back tonight, let you know what I find.
And what tonight. You're going to find is a big sign that says red
Pretty
box
much.
Has been moved. Okay.
Find a store, a sign that says store closed, come back later.
Dude, I think that if they introduce another random doctor or, you know, like master or another Time Lord that just miraculously appears out of nowhere and we haven't seen yet, I think that they should have it be a red box. I think that's a brilliant idea. I just don't think that it should be a doctor's.
Right. I'm okay with that. Like, when they say they are going to change it, I think that it's probably going to be a little bit more worn down and weathered. Not as clean and blue as...
I only interpret it as the inside.
Yeah,
they're getting a new console. I didn't...
Oh, no, because that's separate. They already said...
Oh, I thought this was about, like, the inside. We're talking about the outside of the TARDIS.
So, from the reports that I've read, it said that they're getting a brand new TARDIS, and then the report also promises a revamped TARDIS console.
We're getting both. TARDIS has changed?
Yeah, I'm like, it's changed. Even from Tennant to Smith, it changed a bit.
Yeah, because Eccleston and Tennant had the... TARDIS that looked like it had been through a war.
Yeah.
Because, well, it had. And then Smith's was like a rebirth, and it was bright blue, and they added the St. John ambulance crest on it.
If there are changes like that, I'm okay. But if it's like, it's going to be like a neon green something, I'd be like, no.
The change is going to be, you see, the patch says like, Saint Joan
okay,
now, not Saint John. Yeah, you see? It's different.
They're going to put a pink mustache on it and say it's a Lyft vehicle.
Oh, the doctor would make so much money on Lyft. Or not really, because it's paid by like the distance, isn't it?
Well, right, but the TARDIS can go...
time or distance?
But it could do it quickly. It's still distance, Jeff, if he goes from Amsterdam to New York... But
is
it's just,
it though? In the big ball of wibbly wobbly timey wimey,
it's still physically moving to a different location. Just because it doesn't take any time doesn't mean that it's not.
So what you're saying is it's the train that moves, not the station.
Exactly. Well, in Doctor Who, the station moves all the time.
They don't travel by map.
Basically, what we've been told is to expect something fresh and brilliant. A quote unquote source has told the Radio Times. So they're going to be doing a lot more. Stories traveling backwards in time into interesting historical eras and times where they move forward in time. The one thing they didn't say was there will be modern day time stories, because those are the Doctor stories that I don't love as much, because I'm like, yeah, that's like today. You're just cheating because you're using today's streets as your set, because you didn't want to pay for sets for this episode.
Well, it's like what they said in Big Bang Theory. For someone who can travel through all time and space, Doctor Who sure does spend a lot of time in modern day England.
Right? Save some money on the production schedule.
Yeah, I'm excited. I tend to like more of the history episodes of Doctor Who, so I'm excited.
All right. Well, so this is still... We still have a ways to go. We got the Christmas special, and that will still be Capaldi, and then probably spring for the next season. So, we're going to have to sit on our hands for a little bit here. And
it might not be spring, actually. It might be later. Like, it might be like a whole year before
fall?
We get it again. Yeah. Or even more from what I read. But that might have changed. Yeah, I heard that after the Christmas special that there was going to be a long wait. It wasn't just going to be like immediately, quickly after.
Oh, yeah. So I just found something right here that in an interview with Moffat, he suggested that Doctor Who won't be coming back until autumn of 2018. So that's like a year from now. Oh, why do they do this to us? Why?
Didn't you hear them? They're making longer episodes, and they're going back in time more. It means they have to build sets.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay, so...
I know. I just got to soak in this Christmas special and then watch a lot of Legends of Tomorrow or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, all that premiered.
If only there were another TV series or 20 that are coming out.
To keep our interest.
Right? Know? They don't make much for us nerds anymore. Like, there's just not that much media.
Are you being facetious?
I just hope the BBC just, like, stays tight-lipped with the spoilers on Doctor Who. And then I'll be happy to wait long.
Well, I don't know how much it will be Chibnall and how much it will be the BBC. Because the marketing people are going to say, hey, you have to give us something. And then they're going to ruin the entire surprise.
Yeah. Just last season, I felt a little gypped with all the spoilers.
I was so let down. Like, we knew exactly what was happening, and I was hoping that it was going to be like a red herring and a bait and switch.
Yeah.
And nope. It was exactly what we thought it was going to be. And I'm bummed because, you know, there was that leak, and people were going to announce it, and so the BBC decided to take control of it. But I was like, this was such a good story. If I didn't know he was coming back, my brain would have been blown.
Yeah, it would have been nuts. But no.
But I knew he was coming back, and so I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, the Master. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Huh. Shoes on the other foot. Amy spoiled that for me, not the internet.
I did?
But in her defense, I don't really care.
Oh.
But it's still just fun to say.
All right. Well, let's try to find something you do care about, Jeff. Batman, the animated series.
Ooh, I'm listening.
right. So it's coming out on Blu-ray. Like, they are remastering this thing in Blu-ray, and it will be coming out on air in 2018. You care about this one, Jeff?
A little bit. The only Batman the Animated Series I've seen is I checked some out from the library a while ago.
Wait, what?
It's on Amazon Prime.
I didn't know that. I was gonna say like, I don't have Amazon Prime, but I've got like four people who've given me their Prime access, and I'm thinking, you idiot. I mean, thank you, Lena and Dad.
And so Lena's pregnant, so I get how you can make her two people. Is your dad pregnant too?
Shut up, we haven't announced it.
You and Dad are pregnant? Wow.
Royal we, you know what I mean, probably.
So
I exaggerate for effect. But I also
is like that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, isn't it?
No.
Junior.
Nothing in my life is like a Schwarzenegger movie. I'm just gonna say right now. Right now, Nick and Brandon are frantically thinking of a Schwarzenegger movie that could qualify in my life.
I was like, I just like want that on a
TV. That's why they're silent.
I can think of you, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, it'd be some stretches, but I could make it happen. Like, if you challenge me, there will be like a whole Facebook expose on how your life mirrors.
Jingle all the way.
One that I was thinking about, actually.
Don't have children.
Is it called Jingle All the Way? I think it is.
I think I know the one you're talking about. I'm not sure.
It's the one where he has to get the robot.
He has to get the Turbo Man.
Yeah, Turbo Man. Yeah, yep. That's the one. There's a character in there that reminds me of Jeff. Just saying.
I don't believe I've ever seen a Schwarzenegger movie.
Last Action Hero.
I've never.
How about Commando? I mean, that just reminds me of Jeff.
Predator.
I should be offended by that.
Total Recall.
Hercules. He did a Hercules, right?
I thought it was Conan. No, it's Conan.
Yeah, you're right.
At
it was Conan.
At the same time, I would not be surprised if he's done a Hercules.
I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the Schwarzenegger movies now. Expendables 3.
Yes.
Was he in 2 or 3?
He was in 3.
He was in number 3, yes.
Oh, you know which one he was in? He was in 2 and a Half Men as in the TV show.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed you guys haven't said this one. Batman and Robin, obviously.
Well, that one I just said, I just knew you weren't in that one. Like, that one didn't relate to your life, so I didn't bring that one up. All these other ones have been, like, almost perfect.
Kindergarten Cop. Tell me that
oh,
that's
not... the one I was trying to remember.
It's not a tumor. That's the one I've been trying to remember.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
Because he hates children. Oh, I get it.
I don't hate all children.
He's annoyed by children.
I only... It's not that I hate all children. It's just that I only like 3.5. Wait, 4.5.
Oh. Nice.
All right, we win.
All right, you saved yourself.
I lied. 5, but 2 of those are halves.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's pregnant, and obviously Lena.
Oh, he did Hercules in New York. Yeah.
See? Not surprised. He did a... Not surprised.
1970. It's like his first one.
Oh, man.
So it's as Mr. Universe.
Was it like Pumping Iron was his first movie? What was his first movie?
IMDb credits says just Pump. Loosely based on the Venice Beach exploits of Schwarzenegger. But he has, he has done that movie, Pumping Iron, the documentary. Anyway.
There are some other ones he did, like Collateral Damage.
So Jeff's Life is a Schwarzenegger movie. I'm not sure how we got to that.
True Lies, James Cameron.
I'm not sure how we got on that either.
But it's true. It's true.
But we really need to focus on what's important, is that Batman's coming to Blu-ray.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a Batman movie.
Okay. But we're talking about the animated series.
So, yeah. And the Mr. Freeze in the animated series is
so much cooler.
Better.
So much better.
So much cooler, yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to say worse.
No.
Oh, absolutely not.
Have you never seen...
Oh, that's right. You said you've never seen the
animated series. I saw the movie Heart of Ice, which is a Schwarzenegger movie. Not Schwarzenegger. I lied. Mr. Freeze movie.
What?
You haven't seen Heart of Ice? It was on my Mask of the Phantasm DVD.
I don't think it's a movie. I think it's just the episode.
Like
the two episodes. Because it was a two-parter, wasn't it?
Yeah. When he has his origin story.
Sure.
Okay.
Because that's what they used to do with cartoons. They didn't, before they had Netflix to just drop them all onto, they would release a couple episodes here and there as movies and make parents watch the same 3 episodes over and over and over again.
Yes, they would. So.
I wouldn't know. Don't have kids.
Anyway, Blu-ray, it's coming out on Blu-ray in 2018. It will be good. It's Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, it was like the 3rd episode, Heart of Ice. In season 1.
Okay.
So that stuff, Batman the Animated Series holds up. Like, I'm watching it, and it just holds up. So, even the weird technology that they have in there holds up. So, yeah, I'm going to call that one good. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled in 2018. Okay, the next two things that we are going to be talking about is some trailers for Stranger Things and the New Mutants. And to be honest, didn't watch either of them. I thought to myself, I'm already going to watch these things. And then I heard that I saw all the freaking out online about New Mutants being a horror film. And I thought to myself, maybe I'm going to watch these things. So, do you guys watch them?
I watched the trailer for New Mutants. I'm not going to watch Stranger Things because I don't want spoilers. And New Mutants, it was kind of like, hey, I'll see if it's going to be really scary. And yeah, it's going to be very scary. So I will wait until somebody tells me how scary it is and maybe go see it. Or I might just wait until I can watch it while doing something else so I don't have to actually watch it.
New Mutants
looks
like...
In other words, what color of underwear should Nick be wearing?
Bring me my brown pants. Anyway... New Mutants looks like they wrote a horror script, and someone from Fox was just like, "Hey, put those funny guys in them, the X-Men." Yeah, those guys. Because you know, mutants gets mentioned once, and then we get the Marvel banner, and then it's just a horror movie. It doesn't display anyone using their powers, and all that. I'm not familiar with the New Mutants, so I don't know if.
One of the arguments that I saw, it said that that it's going to be taking a story, some kind of bear story. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the demon bear.
The demon bear, yeah. It's going to be taking the demon bear story and putting it there. And the people who are for it are saying, yeah, this is this is the Demon Bear story. Like, it looks like it's going to be good. And the people who are like, but I like New Mutants, but I hate horror movies, are a little disappointed. And I'm in the, I know who New Mutants are and mutants are, and they're kind of cool, but I'm happy just to have X-Men, even if I don't watch it. It's the same thing as Deadpool. I'm glad that Deadpool was made because it got a genre of people or a group of people in who like a kind of genre to watch superhero movies and to take superhero movies. I'm not going to say seriously because it was Deadpool. But
it led to people taking Logan seriously.
Right, right. And so I'm okay with Fox experimenting with this. And as Fox experiments with it, you can bet you that Marvel and DC are going to pull in aspects that Fox successfully pulls off. So I'm okay with Marvel experiments.
I don't see Marvel taking any risks.
I what I heard is that they literally like gave them no budget. Like
the budget
they made
this
movie on like $6 million, like, which is a typical horror movie budget, right? And so if they can tack the New Mutants onto it and make a boatload of money, like Marvel money or superhero money on it, this might become a thing, you know, like, because it's going to make a boatload of money because it says New Mutants on it.
So what you're saying is it's the superhero version of a Blumhouse film.
Pretty much.
I'd laugh so hard. Okay. Well, the director is Josh Boone, and at a glance, it looked like Bloom. And so I was like, oh, it even is Blumhouse. Oh, no, it's not. It's not.
Now, they are introducing, like, beloved characters in this. Like, Magic is one of the characters that, like, avid comic book readers are like, she's so cool. Like, she's so awesome. And so I think they were smart in the characters that they are bringing. I mean, they brought in Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones. So
I'm sorry. You mean Maisie Williams from Doctor Who, right?
No. Well, yeah, she was in that too. Ha. But she's more well known.
I know.
She is.
I just
she's
had
more
to
well
in
known
in
because
and interrupt you with a fact that had nothing to do with the conversation.
It was very good. I liked it.
You really mean Maisie Williams from iBoy?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. But Game of Thrones is a small show that she's been on. And, you know, so they're going to pull in a bunch of people from that. And if they have a budget of nothing, which $6 million is nothing to sneeze at for me, but for a movie, it's, you know, ridiculously low. I think that they're going to make their money back and they're going to make a lot of money. And so, you know, I mean, it really just depends on if they can make a quality movie for that $6 million. We'll see.
You know what? $6 million is a lot of change. They can do something. So it's kind of the Deadpool model that they've got going on because they kept slashing Deadpool's budget. So I'm sure there's something there. All right. So that was New Mutants. Jeff, what about the trailer for Stranger Things? I have not watched it because I'm going to... No, that's a lie. I watched part of it because Facebook autoplay video started playing it. But It basically, I didn't get any audio. I saw a little bit of stuff before I realized what I was watching. I was like, nope, I'm going to move that along. But it looked like Stranger Things to me, like from the things I saw.
It's those kids.
I believe it's meddling
those darn
kids, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
Wrong franchise. Ooh, what if they just segue this into... Ooh, that'd be funny. Like Scooby-Doo.
All of a sudden it becomes Scooby-Doo.
Weirdness from the upside down.
What is it called? The dragon? The
Demogorgon?
Oh, dang it, now I can't remember. I haven't watched that show.
Demigorgon?
The Demigorgon. The Demogorgon is actually just Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
No, they're going to pull off the Demigorgon's mask.
Yeah, he's going to pull off the mask and then he'll be like, Ruby Roo!
Cracked did a sketch about how those kids from Scooby-Doo saw finishing a crime and they're like, oh, we caught the crazy old man living in the woods or whatever. And the police come in like, you just beat up a homeless man. What's wrong with you people? It's a funny sketch. I think it's called Scooby Don't or something. Anyway, I could see what could be considered spoilers, but the problem with TV shows, for all we know, a lot of that happened in the first 5 minutes. Or within the first episode, so you don't know.
You know what? I'm okay with that, though. Like, they really just need to kind of stick to that. And if they would, I would watch more trailers, but well, you know, I've just been let down too many times.
I don't see my... I didn't plan on watching it until I thought, oh, wait, we're probably going to talk about this, so I should probably at least have some sort of input. Not realizing you guys would just cop out and not even watch it.
Well, you know.
and well, you know, Star Trek Orville.
That's different. I tried to leave the conversation
only
for Star Trek Orville.
Only in your mind. Only in your mind.
No, I believe it's very similar. I mean, they got Sasha.
No,
they got Sasha.
You're not even trying anymore. Stranger Things looks good. Watch the first season. New season's coming out.
No, I'm so excited. Me and my friends, we took Friday and Saturday off of work, and I have a recipe to bake an Eggo waffle cake, and we're just pretty much going to watch the new season start to finish, and I'm excited.
How many episodes are there? Like 10?
Part of me wants, 12, wants 13? To say 11. But
that's a lot of TV.
I'm not actually sure. I thought it was like 8 the first season.
How much did the last season have?
I don't know.
Maybe. Seems about right. I don't know.
And the internet says 9 episodes.
Ooh.
So 9 hours of TV, probably. Maybe a little
less. You don't need to take 2 days off for that, Amy. Come on.
Well, okay. I personally wouldn't, but there are people in our group that are like, after 2 episodes, are like, okay, we gotta go do something. And I'm like, I'm down for the count. Like, let's do this.
Hey, guys, we just watched 2 episodes of a TV show. What should we do next? You're like, we watch episode 3. Like,
exactly.
That's like, a stupid question.
Sit back down.
I kind of had a harder time with Stranger Things, though. After about 4 episodes, I had to watch it in 2 sittings. Because after about 4 episodes, I was like, I need to go decompress a little bit. Because... There was a lot of stuff, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a wuss. Maybe I don't.
Maybe just eat your waffle cake in
there
between.
We go.
If I had waffle
converse
cake?
About what you're saying.
Oh man,
like,
Amy, you need,
okay.
need a waffle cake.
I was about to say basically what we're saying is Amy needs to. Oh, okay, Amy, you'd go deliver
yeah.
that cake.
I will drive Please to go. Brandon's house, but not to Jeff's house.
Our next bit of news. So AMC, they decided that they are going to start a streaming service because, you know, The Walking Dead is coming back, and so they want to have streaming services and money that way. And so they decided that they were going to be doing an ad-free version of AMC, and it's going to offer their subscribers advanced access to scenes from The Walking Dead. And starting on Wednesday, it'll have the first 3 minutes of the October 22nd season premiere. So, yeah, if this is something like you're into, that you can have AMC Premiere is what it's called. However, you also have to be an Xfinity TV customer because that's how they're playing ball there. But for $5 a month, you can have AMC. You can have, or for $5 a month, you can have AMC's Walking Dead commercial free, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency commercial free, and. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's only gonna be on Xfinity TV, but HBO did that same thing with when they started HBO Go. HBO Now.
Go is what you get when Both. You have HBO. Now is something you can subscribe for.
Right, right. Okay, so they started with HBO Go, and then they turned that into HBO Now, and you can still get both.
Yeah,
because they get a lot of money from the cable providers, so they don't want to piss them off. But yeah, they're kind of excited about it. They think it's going to turn into a thing. I don't know. Do you think people want commercial free?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I recently purchased commercial free for my Hulu, and the first click I made on a TV show, I knew it was worth every penny. Like, oh wait, I don't have to sit through 5 minutes of ad before I remember if this was the show I was watching. This is great.
So you know, we upgraded to commercial free on CBS All Access right around the same time Star Trek came out. I don't know why. We had it for like a year beforehand, and we were suffering through commercials. But my wife actually complained a little bit. She's like, I always knew that I could get up and go and do something during the commercials. Now I have to stay here and see what happens with the story. I'm like, there's a pause button right there. She's like, now I have to stay here and watch the story.
First world problems.
So yeah, exactly. But I agree with you. Like, oh my gosh, Star Trek Discovery. I watched like to the first commercial break, as soon as I hit that first commercial break, I went like, there's got to be an ad-free option, and found the ad-free option and upgraded to
that. Yeah, that was some people's complaint with Hulu when it first came out, was like, wait, you're paying extra for Hulu. Shouldn't you be getting no commercials? Like, no, paying for Hulu gives you other benefits, but it doesn't. Paying for no commercials is
you get access to the whole show instead of just whatever they decide to air for the past 3 weeks or whatever. And stuff like that.
I heard people complain, be confused, like, wait, you're already paying. Why are there commercials?
It's like cable. You already pay for cable. You already pay for AMC on your Xfinity package, and you get commercials there.
Same thing, yeah. I mean, what do you pay for?
Nothing. I'm a leech. Yes.
She's got great neighbors.
I know. I'm like, okay, I have Lena's and Nick's Amazon, and my friend Cameron's Hulu, and my dad's Netflix. I'm all set up. I'm ready to go.
There's one streaming service that we haven't talked about that is actually big news this week, Amy actually has some things on there that might be beneficial, or actually I think she gives them all to Nick anyway. So Disney, we all know Disney Movies Anywhere. It's where you redeem the code and you are able to watch your Disney shows on every streaming platform. Well, they have partnered with some other studios, Fox, Paramount, and what's the other one? So there's Disney, Fox, Paramount, and I don't think it's Universal. Hang on.
Really?
Movies Anywhere.
Yeah, I actually just saw this too.
It
brought me great joy, and I'll tell you why.
So yeah, they have so they rebranded Disney Movies Anywhere to just plain Movies Anywhere, and they've got Universal, Fox, Sony, Warner Brothers? Wow, I didn't know that. Disney, Pixar, Lucasfilm, and Marvel Studios on Movies Anywhere as partners. You have to go through, if you had Disney Movies Anywhere set up, you have to go and re-sign in with your Movies Anywhere account. And once you do, it'll say, oh, you've got all this stuff in iTunes? Let me throw it over into Vudu and to Amazon and to YouTube.
That's the big one, though, right? So before, I used to, like, rue the day. I was like, no! I did not like when I got Ultraviolet stuff because the only place I could put it on was Vudu, and I never would sign into Vudu. I had like 3 movies on it, and it was Batman, Lego Batman, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and some other show I don't remember. Those are like the 3 movies that were on there, and so it was like I never watched Lego Batman and I never watched Fantastic Beasts because they were on this other platform that wasn't connected to anything else that I watched at all. But now it is finally with Amazon as well, because that's where the majority of my shows are from, and Disney Anywhere, and I will be able to watch them all in one place, and that makes me happy.
All the cool kids are doing streaming services apparently. But they're,
I'm happy that there's finally something that has a lot of them. There's a few of them that doesn't have, like Movies Anywhere, that were ones I hadn't heard of, and I was like, okay, well, I'm okay. I don't have anything on any of those.
Well, it's like, Lionsgate, I believe, is not on Movies Anywhere.
Oh. The other thing is that when you buy, this is one of the things I found out, if you buy the movie, like the Disney movies, on Movies Anywhere, it doesn't count towards your Disney Movie Rewards points anymore.
Oh, really?
So make sure that if you want them to go towards your Disney Movie Rewards, you purchase them in another way.
So buy a physical copy and get the code is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So, yeah, here's another thing. If you're an extreme movie file, the Movies Anywhere app doesn't support 4K or HDR. But I guess there are some others. There are other apps that do work. So, your mileage may vary. And other things to keep note of. I saw a report, like somebody was complaining that, I teach a film class and I was all excited about this. So I was going to go repurchase a bunch of stuff so that I could have it in the right system, so I didn't have to keep doing discs and I could have it anywhere I went. And so they went and purchased Citizen Kane and it didn't come through, and they were complaining about it. But then somebody else was like, no, I just purchased Citizen Kane and it came through. Apparently the 70 or the 50th edition or 20th edition, apparently one of the anniversary editions and the original edition were published by different places. And so they, one of them would work with Movies Anywhere, one of them won't. So pay close attention to that if you're thinking that you're going to just repurchase everything. But anyway, I think this is cool. All the cool kids are starting streaming services. So AMC, Movies Anywhere.
Did you hear about the other one?
The other one?
No, do tell.
There is one that won't interest either of you, maybe.
Wrestling?
But they're doing like a streaming service. They're doing a streaming service that is going to show Broadway musicals.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna,
hey, I don't dislike musicals.
But when I was looking at it, like, they're going to film them and then have them available to watch on this streaming service. I think it's called Broadway.
Broadway Now?
HD. Yeah, Broadway Now or something like that. But when I was looking at all of the movies, like the ones that they have, it doesn't seem like it's any from the last 10 years.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, like, if it was going to show me, like, Hamilton 2 years after it came out, or, like, it showed me Wicked, like, now, like, I've never seen it on Broadway, but I love the music and I know the story. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could get that, I would consider it, like, 100%. But there was a lot of shows that, me not being, like, all the way, like, super engrossed in the culture and, like, knowing every show that comes out and wanting to see them all, it didn't seem like any of the shows that I was like, oh, OMG, I need to watch this. But anyway, it's something that's been popping up.
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at this. BroadwayHD.com, I think, is what it is. And it looks like there's a lot of good stuff on here. You've got a lot of the musicals, a lot of the comedy, a lot of the classics, romance, Shakespeare. And they have a free-to-watch section, which has the Holiday Inn, the falsettos, all sorts of options.
I mean, the first thing I did was I went and looked up every one of my favorite musicals, like Aida.
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. I don't know if that's on Broadway. Might have been.
I only know you have that poster.
Yeah, well, I love that movie. You know, and I was like Aida, Wicked, you know, like
Sweeney Todd.
I think that one's on there, but that's not one that I love.
I thoroughly,
you know, Rent. You know, I was just like, okay, because like that was college. Like all of those shows came out like right around college, and that, you know, I was in the performing groups and stuff like that, and so all of us were just like, oh yeah. But
hey, Riverdance is now available on Broadway HD.
Oh yeah, and that
what?
Was the other one.
Yes,
Riverdance. But anyway, there's and Gypsy, who stars Umbridge.
Oh really?
It's on there.
Oh.
Yes. But anyway, it's like $10 a month or something. Or
so
something
basically
like
what
that.
You're saying is if there is something that you love, some niche genre that you love, there's a streaming app for it.
And if there's not, make one. Be the change.
Wouldn't being the change mean not making one? Because yeah, everyone's making
yeah,
them.
I understand how quickly.
Like, I was really interested in this, and then I was like, I don't know any of these shows, but I don't know.
Well,
like,
now's the time to expand your options. Expand
it's nine. Yeah, well, you know, this is a great way to do it for sure. But $9 a month or $100 a year, I think, is what their thing is. But
I have
know.
A question about streaming services.
I can't decide.
Wasn't the reason Doctor Who, like the new Doctor Who, got pulled off of Netflix was because they were making, like the BBC was making their own streaming service?
Yeah, BBC has one
there was
already.
Talks
called...
about that.
No, they put all of the classic ones on one. Now I don't remember what that one's called too. BBC does have one, and they have released
BritBox,
it.
Isn't it?
Oh,
BritBox.
I like that.
I'm sorry.
So. And all of the, that's the only place you can watch the classic episodes right now. And I think I don't know. I would be interested to know if the new episodes are released really quickly on that, because
no,
I might consider it just for the season.
And the reason that they're is because Amazon paid a lot of money to be the exclusive source in the United States
for Doctor Who.
I have to wait until the whole series is premiered and then watch it on Amazon.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
No, you have to wait for the entire series to premiere to watch it on Amazon. You know, some people in this world still have cable.
I know, and that's usually what I end up doing, is like going over to Amy's
party.
House and just watching it. So, I enjoy that. Her TV is probably like 1/5 the size of mine, so that's the only thing that's sad about it.
You have a big TV.
Yeah, Nick has a huge TV.
It's a 65-inch 4K smart TV that I got for $250 at Walmart while it was on their clearance.
Because it was a
showroom model. And it doesn't have a remote or a box.
And you really miss that remote a lot, don't you?
Not at all, because the Comcast remote that I have from previously having Comcast, and I never gave them the remote back, somehow works. Because it's LG, it's an LG TV, and that's what I had before. So it's like, sweet.
Okay.
It just works. It's already programmed with the codes or whatever. At least for volume, which is really all you need, because everything streams through the Xbox now, so...
All right, so I will tell you after all this discussion, what I've been doing in this discussion is I went over to moviesanywhere.com, and it is a completely separate account from Disney Movies Anywhere. And so you have to go create a new account and reconnect all your services.
Lame?
So
good, bad? I'm trying to...
It doesn't take that long. I did it like in 10 minutes. And I got them all.
That's what I was saying. Like, the way Brandon left that sentence hanging was it confused me on whether or not he was complaining about that fact or happy about it.
I'm not sure. Like, it was a little confusing. They could have had something on there saying, yes, you need to have this, but yeah, I don't know.
I do have to say there is one other streaming service that I tried, and it was Sling TV. And I tried it for a week only because I wanted to watch the BYU-Utah game on my big TV. And after having it, I was like, nope, not worth it. It was like $35 or like $30, like minimum a month, or like 20, and I couldn't get anything that I wanted. It was like, yeah, it just didn't, like, any channel that I would want, because it's just basically like cable.
It's cable,
but instead you're just
Sling TV,
yeah, over the internet.
A Dish TV property.
Yeah, and so, like, I tried it out, and it was, like, great. I mean, it was clear thing. Like, it was fine. Like, everything was fine, but just the price on it, I was just, like, if I wanted ESPN, because, like, that's really, like, ESPN sports channel, so I could watch the Jazz or I could watch, you know, football or whatever. And then I was, like, well, if I could get BBC, that would be ideal, and maybe the Food Network for my wife. And that's, like, the three channels that I would want. But in order to get those three channels, I had to pay like $45 because Food Network and those were on one thing, and then the sports one was on the other one. And so I was like, well, I might as well just pay for cable. You know, like,
well, yeah, but at that point. The nice thing about that is if you are not locked into like a, hey, this is where I'm living, or if you travel a lot, or if you want the flexibility, because how easy was it to cancel? You just went online and said, nope, I'm done. And
yeah,
that's all you had to do.
I mean, I read all the fine print to make sure I wasn't signing up for anything else. But yes, it was pretty easy. Yeah. So, I mean, there is a space for that. I mean, there is a use for it. But it was just too much. Like, if it was $10 a month, I think I'd
probably
still have it.
But you don't get all that
for
$10 a month anyway. You don't. In no world are you getting all that content for $10 a month.
Yeah, but like, what I'm saying is, like, if they just had ESPN, if they just had like the sports channels for $10 a month, I'd get them. Like,
they used to do
that.
They used to have that. It was but you'd buy the base package and then you would add the sports onto it.
Yeah, but then it turns out to be like $35, right? I'm just talking about $10 straight up. Like, I would pay for that. I would pay for it if. I would
pay
for $10 a month if I
could
watch all the Jazz games. You know, like, I might even pay $15 a month to watch all the Jazz games during the Jazz season, but I'm not going to pay $250 for NBA.
$10 a month to watch the Jazz games.
You know, but like, I don't know. It just, I think that especially in the sports world, they're trying so hard to hold on to. You know,
oh yeah, in the sports,
we're making
the sports
millions
world,
and
they,
millions of dollars a world.
They, in the sports but, world, they need to follow the WWE's model, and the WWE.
Absolutely,
WWE was a pioneer in the online streaming, and Major League Baseball. Heck, Major League Baseball even created BAMTech, which Disney's just purchased, because HBO Now and Go both use. So, yeah, I think you're right. They need to offer team packages. Where you can say, I'm going to pay $15 to watch all of the team games on my internet-connected device.
My phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we've ranted and raved about streaming services for a while now. So now, why don't we talk about, why don't we spend some time, jump into a discussion about what we watch on these streaming services? Because AMC is one of those big channels that a lot of people say, no, I want this channel. And partially it's because of The Walking Dead. So, because I made Jeff sit through an episode of this podcast while not having watched the content, I am going to make Jeff lead our discussion here. I haven't watched this last season. So, Jeff, you are in charge of this discussion. Ready, set, go.
All right. I wonder how long I can just sit in silence before Brandon does something.
Jeff, this is a big moment for you. He's trusting you.
That's fine. I don't care.
I hate you so much. Those are the end sound effects. Although no, I don't know what those are.
I know.
I
listened.
I was like, "Well, that was a great episode, guys." My sign off is, "Have a nice day."
Apparently, your sign off was, "This is a big moment for Jeff," and then the episode ended.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so I have a question for Brandon. Oh, you son of a bitch.
And now we're in the outtakes.
I'm aware what the sound means, Brandon. Oh, now you're just really lucky. I didn't have a soundboard during the Orville conversation.
No, but here's the best part about it. Now he has
outtakes
full
and
access to the soundboard, which he's always forgetting to use. And so this is going to be interesting.
Well,
let's go.
I've got like nothing loaded on at this second.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, so Jeff, you have a question for me.
Yeah, what made you stop watching? So you watched up to the premiere of the most recent season.
There are two things that made me stop watching. One was the
Abraham and Glenn.
Negan. I mean, it's Negan. Negan. I mean, I've said several times on this show, there is one comic book that has ever gotten me just to like stop in the middle of a comic book and be like, "All right, I need to go take a breather," because that was really intense. And I mean, it's not terrible because it's great storytelling, but it's terrible because it's a lot of, it was very, very unsettling to read that and see those images. And so I just thought to myself, you know what? I don't need to worry about this so much. So
will you do me a favor? Watch the second episode. It's the introduction of the kingdom. It's fun. It's as fun as a Walking Dead episode can be, but nobody dies because of a baseball bat. We get introduced to Ezekiel and
Ezekiel is a really cool character. I do have to say that, but I do have to agree with Brandon in a lot of things because this season was really, really, really taxing for me to get through for that exact reason. And even at the end of the season, it still was like, I don't feel like it was a big enough payoff in any way for me to like feel like, you know, like relieved in any way. Like I'm, and you know, that's probably what they wanted, because I mean, there's not a resolution. The resolution is only, okay, now we're actually going to fight back. But it took a whole season for them to decide we're going to fight back against Negan instead of just whimpering around and being like, oh my gosh, he's just going to kill us. I don't want to do anything. Like, there were people that were like, we got to fight. And then it was like, no, we can't. And then any time that they would even show any inkling of being able to do it, like, Negan was a step ahead of them. And it was just like, this is too taxing. This is too emotionally draining on my brain and my body that, like, it was so hard for me to get through. And it the only thing that kept me going was Jeff saying, keep going. Because he knew what was happening in the comics. I have no idea. I've never read a single issue of the Walking Dead comics. And I know that they're not going to let Negan win, even though Negan is, like, the love child of like every fangirl out there, and they absolutely love
Present
him.
Company excluded, of course. So,
like they,
so Nick,
they
what
love
would you
Negan,
qualify?
Go ahead.
No, what would you qualify as Negan winning? Everyone dead. Everyone under his.
He's already there. Like he's already like right now. He's won because he's controlling them, right?
Okay.
Like he's controlling them. Now, they're going to get out of being under Negan's control. And I remember somebody telling me, hey, do you want to know how Negan gets it in the comics? And I was like, not really. And then they kind of said something. And I was like, that was a spoiler. You shouldn't have told me that. And I don't remember what it is. Because I tried really hard to not remember, and I succeeded. Because I do want to know how he gets, like, I know he's going to get it, and I'm curious. But to me, I would be okay just going to that episode at this moment. Like, I don't care about the journey at this point because it is too taxing for me. Like, it is crazy taxing for me. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. But I'm just saying, like, this show, I completely understand what Brandon is saying. Because you have to decide, is this really, you know, I mean, if it's this taxing on me emotionally and I'm getting so invested, like, it might be like hurting me in the long run. I don't know. At least that's how I felt. But anyway,
it's the first time anyone said that they completely understand what I'm saying.
I get it 100%, but I watched the whole season and I had to watch it like not watching it. Like, I do that anyway with Walking Dead because some of the goriness and some of the like images still just, you know, tax me and irk me. And so when I watch it, I'm playing a video game that I don't have to pay attention to the story. So usually sports video games or like a game where you just go around
play
and chop people's heads off all day
while you watch Walking Dead.
You know, that's just mindless button pushing.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not spurting blood or stuff. You know, like I'm the game that I play normally is like wrestling or basketball sports game or like. What is it called? I can't even remember. I call it something different than it actually is, okay. And it's probably not appropriate for me to say on the podcast. So, because it is just mindless button mashing and just like going around, and you're like this soldier and you just kill armies with swords. Another game that I played a lot too while watching. Yeah, it's a hack and slash, and it's one of the ones that, like, is really... Now this is going to bother me. There's, like, 17 of these games.
Oh, yeah.
Kingdom, it's Japanese. It's in feudal Japan.
Yeah,
ridiculous. I don't remember what it's called right now. I could go over to my Xbox right now and look at it, because I have one of them on there.
You're not talking about like Onimusha, are you, or Samurai Warriors?
No. It's gonna come to me eventually, and I'll probably just blurt it out in the middle.
I know which one you're talking. So let's just continue. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, and you're right, because that's what you do. But
it's like a big battle, and you're one of the captains of the guard, and you have guys that follow you around, and you're just like way more powerful than everyone else, and you just run around and just try to take out like little small armies, and then you have to like run from back and forth so that one point doesn't get taken over or the other one. And I can't remember what it's called right now. And I used to play it all the time in high school with my buddies.
Yeah,
and we call it this specific
I know what
thing
you're
that I'm not
going
to tell
I
you.
I know what you're talking about. So we'll have to figure that one out later. But all right. Okay.
Anyway, but there are so many awesome characters in this show that it's really hard to go away from it, too. And that's also why I think that it's so taxing, is because there's somebody taking advantage of these people that I love, and I feel like they don't have a way out. And because I'm so emotionally invested, it makes it even more hard to watch. Because it's like watching some of my family get tortured all the time, and I don't want to watch.
See,
that,
that's what I was having a hard time with. Not the torture part, but the, you know, I care about these characters. I want to know their stories. And after the prison, everyone's split up. There has always been a split up story. They've never completely come back together. Like the Carol and Norman Reedus's character. Daryl, thank you.
Okay, I remembered. Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors. Yep, that's the one. So Carol and Daryl, when they were that whole hospital arc, which was really cool, it felt like it was like two completely separate shows. where I would have really preferred for them to just, you know, kill some people and keep it in one story. I mean, this story is about Rick and Carl. Like, we care about everyone else, but the story is really about Rick and Carl. Robert Kirkman wrote that in the very first trade. He's got a cover letter saying, hey, this is about Dad and what he'll do to protect his family. And so, yeah, I mean, excuse me. So, but here's the thing. Everyone, there have been enough people falling in love with so many different characters that if they ever get rid of them, you'll have a revolt on your hands. Imagine the fangirl anger if something happens to Daryl.
You know, I am actually for it because I don't like Daryl. Continue. Anyway,
So, well, here's what I think will make Daryl immortal is not to do with the fan base. It has to do with the fact that his character's not in the comic. He creates a wild card. He creates a fixed point that is, okay, well, in the comics this happened, but Daryl's not a thing in the comics. True. So how we don't know what's going to happen. I think that kind of what makes him immortal. His, you know.
Yeah, versus.
Lack of.
Yeah, versus us fans that, like, have read the comic books, you know even Negan's backstory and what's going to happen and all these other storylines. It is kind of fun to have, well, Daryl's in there, so I don't know what his role's going to be.
Daryl and the trash people this last season.
The heapsters?
Those aren't the heapsters.
I've only seen it from the Talking Dead when the actress was on there. She's like, we call them the heapsters! And I was like, uh-oh. That's their name now, the heapsters.
Thing now. The whole Terminus storyline, that didn't happen the same way in the comics. So there's a lot that it's different. But I think Daryl is kind of immortal. Unless they introduce another character who's not in the comics, then I'm going to start getting worried for Daryl. Like another good guy who's not in the comics.
Well, do you think they'll do... So here's the thing. Like, yeah, he's not in the comics, but do you think they would ever replace him with a comic character that they have changed? Because Carol, she is a wild card because she is not in the...
She's supposed to be dead.
She's supposed to be dead. Yeah.
Her and Andrea switch places.
Pretty much.
Kind of. Not like literally, but kind of.
I mean, okay.
In a lot of areas. Not all of them.
I'll take it.
And then you've got Michonne doing things that she wasn't doing in the comics.
And loving people. Yeah.
Showing personality.
True.
Yeah. So.
So they don't need to bring in a wild card, an unknown for that. They already have them because they've changed the story enough.
Yeah, and also kind of, there's also that fangirl attachment as well. So I would say Rick and Daryl are probably two of the most, well, are the most immortal people on those show, on that show. But
oh yeah, Rick's.
Yeah,
Rick's
no, immortal, everyone's like, Rick's gonna die, and I was like, no, if Rick dies, Walking Dead,
Walking End,
Walking End dead, okay.
Okay, so you know what I would actually like to see with Daryl?
Do tell.
It is baseball season, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Let's bring out them dead.
Oh, there's Lucille.
Charge? No, it was Lucille.
It was Lucille.
Oh.
That's his head. Can you see? I understand, everybody.
You want Daryl's head to get bashed in?
Kinda. I want him to meet Lucille. Like, what if he, even if it's not a like bashing head? Like, I want to see like a sword fight with Lucille.
A sword fight.
I think that would be cool. Like,
dude, that would be kind of cool.
Like Daryl tries to go in and take down Negan, and Negan uses Lucille to beat the crap out of him.
See, then I'm over here like I want like Michonne and Negan to have that. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're going to bring up sword fight, why not mention the
actually
character
has who, one.
uses a like sword. A
because I don't want Michonne to die. That's just what I'm, yeah, just saying that.
Well, that's true.
Anyway.
So what character would you, like, who do you think is going to die? Like, do you really think that Daryl's going to die in this coming season?
I don't know. My opinion's useless because I haven't been watching the show. But based off of the comic, I would really like to see Daryl die because based off of what I know comes in the future, I don't want Daryl involved in that. I think Daryl was really great for when they were moving from place to place, but now that they are like fighting for a home, I don't think that Daryl is the kind of person to settle down well, and have a house.
That's why they put Daryl on the crew to find people. You know? That because he doesn't settle down. So they put him in a job for Alexandria that helps the community, but at the same time gives him what he needs. A motorcycle to look really cool on.
I just remember, like, that episode when they, like, first got their homes in Alexandria, you know, when Rick comes out, like, clean-shaven, you're like, whoa! You know, and, like, Carol comes out, like, in a cute little sweater and, like, a necklace
Daryl
on.
Refused to
and
shower.
Then there's Daryl, same old. And, like, everyone's like, go take a shower. Come on, Daryl. Go take a shower.
See, he just does not belong in those places. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see where his role comes in into this new world.
See, it's funny because there's a storyline called. Anyway.
I know. That's why I said
nerds.
That.
What about you, Jeff? Who would you like to? I mean, I guess you won't like to see anyone die. Well, maybe you do. But
it's hard for me to answer because, you know, I have read all the comics. There's not one really that I want to just see die. There is a part of me that kind of wants.
Oh, I have.
Eugene to die. You were just sitting on that button. Ooh. You were just sitting there.
No, I just loaded it on there, actually.
Okay, note to self, make sure Brandon can participate in all future topics. Got it.
I feel that sound should be more applicable to, like, all the fangirls and Daryl's death, but Eugene?
Okay. Yeah, no, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it does work there. You're right.
But yeah, like, Eugene turns on the group. So I think now is a safe time to say, if you haven't seen the newest season of Walking Dead, turn it off now.
After we've just given you a big spoiler.
We've given you a bunch of big spoilers. Let's be honest.
In the true Jeff.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, well, I just realized we hadn't, and if all of a sudden people...
That's what we get when we put you in charge, Jeff.
That's... Okay, that's a minor spoiler. I could say a lot worse, you know, like... See, that was an awesome happy accident because I was just going to be silent anyway.
I was waiting for that one. You're like, oh, I got one for that. I got one.
I kind of like the soundboard thing.
Wait for it.
Dingo and the baby.
No,
but so.
Oh, Brandon.
Sometimes I don't know.
You
Brandon
sound like a horn for that one. Ahuga or something, but So what do you think? So Eugene do you think he's going to be redeemed?
Here's the thing. If Darth Vader can be redeemed, Eugene can be redeemed.
Yeah, but Darth Vader didn't fight zombies, probably. And if anyone says there's some legend story where he has to go to a planet full of zombies, you can just leave now.
No, you can send me the link to that legend story because that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to read it.
That does actually sound pretty cool. Yeah, so because, and I don't, I think, I'm sure they'll find a way to redeem him because he has a very, if they follow the comics overly close, he has a very important thing later. So
I really feel like it would be really easy for him to just say, oh, that's faking all along, and he be an instrumental part in killing Negan, and then they're all like, oh, you were faking.
But he would have to do something like that because he at the gates of Alexandria, standing on Negan's truck, Rick asked, "Where's Negan?" Negan looked him dead in the eye and said, "I am Negan." And so it's like, and Rick was willing to kill him for that. You know, they they were willing to set off the trap that failed because of the heapsters. But you know, I think there's a line. And maybe Eugene can't come back. However, I am not going to attack Josh McDermott for that because I can separate the actor from a role.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, you're so good at your job that people actually... Oh.
It's kind of a compliment.
I think that's real. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. They love you so much they want to kill you.
Love you so much that they think you actually are your character. This took a turn.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, yeah.
So, Amy, who do you think would die? Or who do you think will die?
Who do I want to die?
Yeah, and who do you think should die? Like, just story-wise. What would make a good impact?
You know, I'm going to say this person because I also kind of don't like him, but I think it would actually be good story-wise, is going to be Morgan.
Another person who, comic book-wise, isn't here anymore.
Yes.
In the timeline in the comics.
Because I just think, well, Morgan's kind of going through an identity crisis again right now.
Oh, yeah.
But he's all, you know, I almost said Black Lives Matter. No, that's not what he says. All life is precious. There it is.
Aikido.
Yes. Oh, you know, all life is precious. And he had that whole storyline with how he captured that wolf, that that guy, and like hit him in the basement. And, you know, he did show redeeming qualities, but at the end it was kind of a hindrance to have him locked inside Alexandria. And so...
And also Carol killed him.
Yeah.
Carol kills everybody.
I love Carol.
Watch out.
Yeah. So but see, right now he's kind of with the kingdom, and you know, he's kind of with Ezekiel and a little bit of Carol. And we did see him at the end sharpening his staff into a spear. So
she said he never would do.
Yeah.
Which the cheesemaker, cheesemaker said, I fixed your stick, and he sawed the point off. So now he's putting it back on. He's reverting back to his old clear, you know.
Yes.
You have to clear.
You have to clear. We're not clear. And the peanut butter. And yeah, I just remember the peanut butter.
I can see a definite like thing going on with him, like going and being an instrumental part in killing Negan too, just because the foreshadowing of him, like him being the reason that Negan is dead. Like I could see that happen.
I don't think he's going to kill Negan, but he's definitely going to F up some saviors.
Yeah.
You know, he's especially the one that killed the kid who was on the supply run.
Oh, Benjamin.
Like the guy who killed Benjamin. That guy better like lock his door at night.
Yeah. So he's either going to go out like, I think, well, he should go out like in a beautiful, like metaphorical way, or he's going to hopefully, but if he does go out, he should take like half of the sanctuary with him. But I think it would be interesting.
He's gonna kamikaze?
Huh?
He's gonna walk in with a bomb and just...
Yep, and that's it.
Blow him up.
Yeah. And I would just think it would be interesting on what his death would have on the group versus, I don't know.
I think his death would really drive Andrew Lincoln... Or
Rick.
You know, Andrew Lincoln, the actor, because, you know, they really kill the actors when they leave the show. You know that, right? Because Rick, Negan's going to kill Morgan, and that's going to give Rick the last push that he needs. Like, because Morgan was the very first person Rick found in this world, and it's going to really screw him up, and he's going to, you know.
Yeah. See, I like to see something
mess with some savior.
like that motivation, so do you that think, motive behind Rick.
Do you think that death would be a big enough like OMG moment, kind of like when Abraham and Glenn died? Because they've got to up the ante.
It
right?
would be depend on how it's handled.
Yeah, I would think so. Just because Morgan was in the very first episode, and yeah, he wasn't in a lot of the rest of the season.
Then he didn't come back until season like three.
Yeah, but he still was in the very first episode, and so I would think his death would have a bigger impact. But I don't know. My opinions to the characters of Walking Dead are not the popular opinion, so I can't be like, oh, everyone's gonna be sad when Negan dies. I mean, I will be, but not everyone will be, so.
Well, my opinion is not popular either. Ow. I don't think so. I mean, from what I see, Negan gets a lot of love. So, and I love the actor, but I can't like him. it's just against me.
Yeah. So, you know, Nick's right. Negan does get a lot of love. Why do you guys think that he does? Because, you know, you've got the governor and Shane, who people hated him. They were like, good riddance, we're glad that they're gone. And then there's Negan, who everyone's like, oh, Negan's awesome. And you get people who are cosplaying as him and people who absolutely love him.
What monsters would do that?
I know, right? So why do you think that is?
What has two thumbs and being sarcastic? This guy.
I hate you so much.
No, but to answer your question, I think, at least with the governor, I could care less what happened with the governor. And, like, that time in season 3 or 4 where they had those episodes just... Okay.
That time in season 3 or 4? Sorry, flashback.
Okay. I was like, what? Oh. But, yeah, how they had, like, those 2 or 3 episodes back-to-back of just the backstory of, you know, how he got there. I just didn't like the governor because his motive was just to harm Rick and to take over.
You know, those episodes of just the governor I thought were really good, but they didn't need to. I didn't need 4 weeks straight of governor stories. You know, it should have. I'm perfectly fine with, like, look, guys, the governor's still alive. Like, us as viewers need to be like, Rick, calm down about the water or whatever. The governor's still out there, man. But I didn't need 5 episodes. The number grows every time. Like, I didn't need
27 episodes.
I didn't need a whole season of the governor, man. It just, that ended with the governor attacking. Like, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That story was not just too, was not paced
plus,
well.
The reason I love Negan, I am Negan, I love Negan, yes. But, like, he is justified, in my opinion. Now, this is where it kind of gets touchy.
What? No.
Okay. No, I'm actually...
Justified in making people, like,
okay.
Miserable?
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hear me
I'm
out.
Actually on Amy's
Hear me
side
out,
on
okay?
this one.
So, let's switch this whole Negan-Rick thing. Let's swap it. Let's have Negan be Rick. Let's have Rick be Negan, okay? So, you're Rick. You are somewhat powerful. You know, you're not the best, but you're doing what you can to survive. There's these two other communities, you know, that they have a greenhouse, and they have a doctor, and they have, like, almost a government in a way, and you protect them. You're like the warrior, and they give you, like, food and medicine and everything in turn. And everything's hunky-dory fine, and then all of a sudden, one of your compounds, like, everyone's just slaughtered. And you have no idea why, and you talk to your people, and you're like, did you kill, you know, that outpost? Like, oh, we don't know. Like, okay, we're gonna go send a group in and see what was going on. Well, then those people get killed. And you're going, what the heck? Like, who's doing that? And so then you send more people, and they just keep dying. And you're like, you know what? No, this problem needs to get fixed. Yes.
You killed my people. And then, when I sent my people to kill your people for killing my people, you killed more
and
of
so,
my people.
Finally.
So, how much does this follow the comic story?
Like, this whole build-up with Negan?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Because this is not how I remember the story at all, but I only know it in black and white.
I thought it was pretty close. I mean, with the exception of a few characters not being there.
So the moment when they're meeting the people at the hilltop and Gregory gets stabbed.
Yeah, Gregory.
Gregory's name. Sure, the main person, the main creep leading the hilltop, he gets stabbed. That all happens in the comics, and that's how that's how they found out about Negan. But then there was also the first time we hear the word Negan was is with Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham. A group of bikers stop him and say, "Hey, everything you own belongs to Negan."
Yeah.
And then Daryl promptly blows them up. And so we get a hint of Negan. And when Gregory says we're being attacked by this group called led by Negan, Daryl goes, "Well, he's just a boogeyman.
Yeah.
He's not real." So yeah, that much happened. I don't quite
that
remember
happened in the
attack.
Show.
So I would say it's pretty close.
And that meeting happened in the comics as well.
So to me, like, somebody coming up and just being like, "Hey, we're taking all your stuff," and us retaliating and say, "You're not taking
like,
our
okay.
stuff." That doesn't make Negan justified. I mean, he was being a bully and saying, "Hey, I'm taking your lunch money."
No, well, just in that instance, well, yeah, of course they're going to defend themselves because it's their stuff.
But then he started it, right?
No,
Negan in the show, Rick started this. It was Rick's group that said, "Hey, let's go. We can go attack that compound." And then
had been robbed or attempted to have been robbed by these people.
No,
right?
What happened was they struck.
Wait, no, you're,
they struck
no,
the agreement with the hilltop because they were starving.
Well, the biker guys tried to shake down Abraham and what's his
Daryl?
Face.
Yeah, and so
beginning.
They were, they find out that there's this Negan guy that's running around, and they're just like, well, we've got to nip this in the butt, and the only way to beat up a bully, the only way to stop a bully is to beat him, is to fight back. Because if you just sit there, he's always just going to come and keep trying to take our money. So this is basically Bug's life. That's what we're thinking right now. And, you know, they go back to kill Hopper, or they go and, you know, they set up something to beat him up. And so their plan is, and this is the way I interpreted it in the show, like, is it's like this guy's trying to steal our stuff, so we've got to stand up for ourselves. We got to stand up to the bully, and if we do something big enough and profound enough, then he'll back off. And so they go and do the biggest thing that they can possibly do at that moment, which is take out the compound. Well, they didn't know how much bigger Negan was at that time. And so they go and say, okay, we're going to show our strength. And they blow up the stuff. And then they're like, oh, crap, we're in a lot bigger mess than we thought we were. And that did not do what we actually wanted it to do. That's how I interpreted it. And now they're just in a big heap of trouble because they didn't realize how big, you know, the sanctuary really was and how influential and impactful Negan was. Because they've only been dealing with small cookies up to this point. Negan is way bigger than anything that they've done.
Right. And so from what I remember in the comics, and I should go get my comics and look at this, but it was more of a, hey, Negan was there shaking down these communities for money, saying, yeah, we're going to protect you, but you have to, it's like the crickets in the Ants movie where
now we're doing both of them.
Where they, you know, they're there and they're like, yeah, we're going to, you guys have to give us your stuff or else, yeah. And yeah,
it's mafia tactics.
Yeah, mafia tactics. It's the Luke Cage where the mafia is there saying, hey, we protect your street, so you have to pay us. Well, they protect your street from themselves. Because Negan's crew is the crew that would come around and harass you and beat you up and kill you if you didn't pay up. So, yeah.
That's something I kind of... We're not going to get it this season, but I would want to see the Saviors actually following through with some sort of protection. Like, some new group comes up to Alexandria and say, open your gates and give us your stuff. And some Alexandria just being like, we already gave Negan stuff this week. He was here yesterday. And they're like, who's Negan? And then a whole bunch of Saviors come out of the woods and just plow these people down and say, you're welcome, and walk away.
Like, that would be a really kind of crazy moment, too. Like, that would play with your emotions, because we're supposed to hate them so bad that if they saved them...
Yeah, it's kind of exactly what Walking Dead would do.
That's an actual, like, awesome thing that they could do, yeah. Jeff. I think they should.
We're not actually going to get that anymore, because they're going to war.
No, but, okay, so I'm still justified in my point, because I'm not done yet. So... So now I'm just gonna sit patiently and come back and show you all why I'm right. Okay, now that we're back, so you have this guy, you don't have any idea who he is, you haven't even seen him before, and he's killing all your men, and I'm thinking from Negan's point of view, not like the people on the run, but Negan's point of view. And he goes, you know, someone's killing my men, what the heck? And then you get word that, you know, they're trying to make a run for it. And so you block off all these roads and you catch them. And you find out it's like this crazy guy with a hatchet and his kid, and who is like, is Carl? Yeah, Carl's missing an eye at this point. And it's just like, yeah. He's and it's like a group of like 7 or 8 people. And you're like, okay, if this was Rick to Negan, Rick would have been like, okay, kill them all, and that would have been fine. You know, like, not fine, but that would have been justified for Rick. And so for Negan,
and
yeah.
That's kind of what they thought they did.
Exactly, and that was, like, in the episodes with Glenn, which was kind of foreshadowing. He saw, you know, the pictures of Lucille and the head bashed in. You know, he had a hard time, like, killing people.
Boo.
So then you go back to Negan and he's like, you know, I'm actually doing you a favor. I'm only going to kill one of you, which I know the good, like the awesome favor would not to kill anybody. But if you were in Rick's situation, you know, and Negan comes and takes everyone and they're just like, hey, now we're just going to leave. You're going to be like, no, you have to pay for that. And, like, it's not necessarily an eye for an eye. And so, yes, it was unfortunate that Glenn and Abraham had, well, Glenn and Abraham had to die. But it was, it's sad, yes, but it's not like the governor where he just kills people to kill people, if that makes sense.
So what you're saying is because there's some kind of twisted logic in his thinking, you will root for the bad guy.
Yes. In this case, yes.
She also finds Jeffrey Dean Morgan more attractive than Andrew Lincoln.
Okay, I don't know more attractive, but it's like a different like vein of attractiveness. If that
so,
makes
like, because Jeffrey Dean Morgan's pretty, but Andrew Lincoln's British, so is that what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much.
Amy, I think that Amy is becoming a supervillain before our eyes. This is kind of scaring me. I don't know if I'm going to invite her over anymore.
I'll just come over.
That's
She's
true.
She's a villain. She doesn't need an invite.
Little pig, let me in.
Isn't it every villain that's like, hey, you know what? I can justify the means, you know?
Well, it's that classic thing. A villain is not the villain in their story.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, like, I think
Except
in Negan's
for some reason,
case...
I think Negan probably sees himself as the villain.
Yeah. And so, therefore, you have, like, he is crazy, but he knows he's crazy, so he's not crazy. You know what I mean?
No.
So Carnage is the same way. No, I'm just kidding.
I wanted to hear your justification for that. But
all right, so I've got one more question. I've got one more question, and it's actually Jeff's question, but it's my question too.
That's fine.
So we've got in the comics, and the things that I've read in the comics, there was after All Out War, which is what's going to be happening most likely this season in the TV show. There was a time jump. The comics that came out later, there was like a 10-year time span, and that's. And it was mostly because Carl, at that time in the comics, was like 8 years old. And this was all happening to an 8-year-old Carl. And then there was a time jump. And now, all of a sudden, the civilizations are established. And Carl's all of a sudden like 18 years old. And my personal feeling was that the time jump happened so that they could get Carl to an old enough age that they could do interesting things with him and to match it with the TV show. So, do you guys think that there will be a time jump again? Because are there Walking Dead actors who are like, I'm done with this? Is Carl saying, look, I've been doing this forever now. I want to go do other things. Do you think the time jump's going to happen again? Or do you think it's going to, or that was a comics matching up with the TV move?
The trailer for the new season hints at it.
Yeah, that was the thing I was going to bring up.
There is what could very well be a... hinting at this big time jump.
Why would they do that in the TV show, though?
So,
how much?
I don't want to spoil it for Nick.
How much would you like to know?
Because, well, Brandon. So, how, Brandon? Where are you at the comics?
You know what? I am. Oh, I own a bunch of them that I haven't read yet, so I don't care about being spoiled.
Nick.
I can leave.
Oh, you were trying to see where you could go. So basically, I am just to the point where you see Steve.
Are you after the war?
No. No, I...
Okay.
Carl just ran off with that one person.
Jesus?
That one person.
That one girl.
Jesus?
Oh.
And they kind of did that already in this
Wait.
Season.
Yeah, it was very similar. Right.
No.
Wait,
that one,
wait.
The yeah. Whispers?
The near past...
Okay, so you are after all.
Oh, yeah. I'm after all at war. Sorry, the time jump. I'm through the time jump.
Oh.
Okay. So I think that, without spoiling it for Nick, the time jump will have a bit more of the impact on...
Go upstairs and Amy can tell me when to come back.
If you insist.
All right, so yeah, Nick's gone.
Okay, so my opinion for the time jump was... not necessarily to match up with the show, but was to prove to Negan, who is in jail at this point, how much he is not needed.
Yeah. And that this is you his know, punishment. Like,
because that was Rick's big thing, is I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to force you to live in a world where we don't need
where
you to prove that your
yeah.
ways don't
we're
work.
Better off.
Yeah. And I think... the time jump was to show, look how, and Negan, it shows time. Negan looks like, well, me. long hair, long beard, after this big time jump. In fact, I tried to put together a costume, didn't do it in time, and also was going to be super obscure. Anyway, so that's what I think the time jump was really to signify, and I think it will have a bigger impact on the show because, you know, a lot more people are invested and they can invest more tone and some color into showing it, because in the comics, it's just kind of, hey, and yeah, time jump.
Like, I remember reading that issue and being like, wait, who are these people? Wait, where's Rick? Oh, wait. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that is, yeah, Rick. Yeah,
like, what happened to Rick?
Yeah, that old guy. That old guy walking with a limp and the fake hand is Rick. So, yeah. I think the time jump is inevitable. They are definitely, they're going to do it. They've got to. It's probably going to be the very last shot of this season, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
I think the Whisperers, they need to probably introduce those guys sooner than later.
Oh, I'm so excited for them.
Well, you've always got to have a bad guy, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because they can do some creepy stuff with those guys on the show.
It's, I'm excited to see how Nick handles them.
I think that might be the line. I think that might be next
line.
We'll
have to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Can Nick come back?
That's
at that point. At this point, then, is there anything else spoilery that you guys want to talk about?
No.
Nah, I don't know. Not personally.
I'm just excited. Nick's sitting right beside me, so I'm gonna be very cryptic.
Is Nick back?
No. Oh, I'm just excited for the Rick and Negan confrontation. That's all I will say.
Yeah. Also, I know that the death of Shiva is going to be super sad, and it's going to be sadder than any death ever.
Because she's...
Do you guys think... Have they done in the comics much of the, hey, zombie blood is, like, poisonous?
Mm-mm.
No, they don't really talk about zombie blood.
So do you think they're gonna follow that point where, like, oh, we're going to coat our arrows in zombie guts so that when we...
Definitely.
When we hit people with it, they'll get sick and they'll die.
I think so.
Because the shot of Negan rubbing Lucille against a zombie is probably going to be an effect they're really looking forward to doing.
Knowing Nicotero, he's like, oh, I got this all planned out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he has a way. But then that will also lead to all of the what's his face is with the crossbow now.
Daryl?
What's his name? Dwight. That'll show conflict with him, because whose side is he on? Because he's supposedly on Rick's side.
He thinks he's on
but
his side.
Maybe not.
Well, right, but yeah, they did that in the mm-hmm. comics too.
But I felt in the comics you definitely knew, like, Dwight's stance, at least. I don't know.
Well, the big difference is in the comics, Dwight is introduced when they meet the kingdom. You know, Ezekiel's all like, what are the odds? And Dwight comes out. You know, and we know from almost beginning, Dwight doesn't really trust Negan. In fact, he's actively trying to beat him. In the comic, or in the show, it took a little longer
That's not the big thing between the comics and the show. The big thing in the comics and the show is Robert Kirkman loves to torment his fans and loves to make people wonder, will they or won't they, not date like they would in any regular show, but will they or won't they kill them? And so Robert Kirkman likes to put little signs that say that they're going to do both things. Everything on there is like, is he going to do it or is he not? You never know. Where other shows is like, oh, this person, he's just not going to do that. Robert Kirkman likes messing with his audience. That's, I believe, fully, that's what it boils down to with the whole Dwight thing on TV.
Yeah, and now in the TV, Dwight doesn't have anything keeping him at the sanctuary anymore. So there's that.
So, all right. Yeah. All right, should we go have Nick join us again?
He's just sitting at the top of the stairs, patiently waiting.
All right, we'll go tell him to put his headphones on again.
Okay, Nick.
Headphones on, let's do this.
So, all right, guys. So, I think we're at this point. I don't know. It's going to take an awful lot of people telling me that this is awesome, you need to get back into it, for me to get back into the show.
So, I'm not telling you it's awesome, you have to get back into it. It'd be fun if you did, because then we could do more Walking Dead stuff. But give the next episode a chance.
Yeah.
Just give the next episode involving the kingdom a chance. It's, again, fun is the wrong word.
It's, I think, because when you've had...
Light, more light.
It's entertaining. He's a very awesome character. There is definitely not enough of them in this, not enough of him in this season. There is a big lull in the middle where he's not in it, like Ezekiel's not in it. Then he comes back and it gets a lot better. So you have to get through that middle part that's kind of like, yeah. Negan wins all the time.
And you have to meet Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry from
Brandon,
Parks and Rec.
Brandon low-key reminds me of Jerry and vice versa. So...
Wait. Yeah, I'm just going to put that disclaimer in there because, yes, the second episode is great, but then it gets really slow again, and you got to wait until they come back.
Oh, no, I'm not telling him to get it. I'm just saying I want him to watch the second one and then decide for himself. You know, like, give one more episode. Push one
more
episode.
All right, I'll try. It's on Netflix. I'll give it a shot.
It's, yeah, the current season is on Netflix.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through and read the summaries of the... of the episode so I could kind of remember what happened.
They're going to war. What more do you need to remember?
How we got there.
All right, guys. So I think we've been talking about this for a while. So what I'd like is anybody who watches The Walking Dead, try to convince me otherwise. Try, you know, I'll try it, but try to convince me. I want to hear your reasons why I should keep watching The Walking Dead. I'm not opposed to it. I didn't love it. It was just, I'm more of a happy-go-lucky media helps me escape from the world kind of a thing, and The Walking Dead just wasn't hitting those buttons for me. But if you've got a reason why I should watch it, great performances, your favorite parts, go ahead and send them in to feedback@fandompodcast.com. If you have any opinions on what we have talked about with Walking Dead or with any of the new stuff, you can send that into feedback@fandompodcast.com. You can comment on the episode over at facebook.com/fandompodcast. Reply to our tweet @fandomcast. And or just, you know what, just straight up send us a tweet. I think I've got DMs turned on for everybody even. So send us a DM.
So I want to bring something up with Patreon. And I have not passed this through Brandon, so who knows if this is going to make it into the episode. So we are still doing the pop. You know, you'll be entered to win a pop vinyl, which is coming from my collection. We're not like taking the money from Patreon and then giving it, then making you... You're not buying a pop for expensive, whatever. It's like that. It's coming from me personally, not Patreon or the podcast. But like right now, you know, it's kind of hard, sad to admit, but we have zero patrons. So unless I understand that Amy is just doing it right now, our first patron, I'm going to send a copy of Marvel Legacy. I bought a couple copies from the nerd store. I'm going to send it completely on me. So if that's something that interests you, please just go to our Patreon. I will do it. Please, you know, stay on there long enough for it to happen. But, you know, like, don't just sign on to be a patron, get your reward, and then leave. That's kind of a real douchey thing to do.
That's a real Negan thing to do. Thank you very much.
I am Negan.
Negan thing. But, yeah, so it's like, come on. Please? Like, I don't know what more we can do. Like.
All right. Okay, guys, this is your last chance. I will give 30 days from this date, and then I'll just say, oh, nobody wants to be a patron. That's fine. There are some of you who are still going to fandompodcast.com/Amazon and supporting us by using our affiliate link there. I appreciate that. There are those of you who are sharing us with your friends. I appreciate that as well. We're going to give 30 days from the date this drops, and if we don't have some traction over there, it just tells me that that's not the way that you guys are choosing to support us, and that is okay. We would love it, but that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that, but like if this brings you any sort of entertainment, just please, just a buck a month. It's, you know,
it's not just not much. It's not just a financial thing, because you know what, there's equipment costs involved in this, and there's website hosting and other hosting involved in this. That's okay. I've been doing that for almost 3 years now. What I would love to see is that people are actually, that you guys actually care about this. That is something that that feels really good when we get feedback, when we see that people are using our link, when we see that people or our Amazon link, when we see that people are commenting, following us on Twitter, liking us on Facebook, all those fun things. It's, you know, I know this is a podcast, and so it's really hard for people to be like, I'm going to go and do this, because you're doing other stuff when you're doing this. You're driving, you're out for a jog, you're mowing the lawn. It's hard to do stuff while you're listening to this. I get that. But if you enjoy this, I would love to see some way that you guys do enjoy this, because that's one of the huge reasons why we do this, is so that people can enjoy this. So yeah, head over to fandompodcast.com/support. There's a bunch of ways over there to support us. There's a link to the Patreon. Jeff really wants you to be a patron. That's a way that he can very visually see, there are this many people who are supporting us. And
yeah, because like I jokingly say like no one listens to this, or I don't even listen to it or all this, but like it's one thing to see Facebook comments from a handful of people, and we very much appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. Please continue commenting in any way possible. But it is kind of that extra, okay, we are actually
put your money where
reaching someone.
Is
we are
what Jeff's saying.
Vote with your dollar is the way I hear it a lot. Like I hear one podcast say, if you go to Transformers 5, they're going to keep making crappy Transformers 5. If you go see the indie movies, that shows the studios want to make more indie movies. That doesn't make sense. Studio indie. Anyway, I lost my metaphor for a second. But like, you're by contributing to our Patreon, you're proving that the little guy like us, metaphorically speaking, has a chance. You know, and Chris Hardwick doesn't need to host every geeky thing in the world. Other people can be involved too.
You know, it really would mean a lot to us. If that's too much, we get it. There's lots of ways. Reviews on iTunes, the new podcast app on iOS 11 makes it really easy to review us. So you drop 5 stars, 4 stars, you know what? Drop however many stars you think. Put a review in there and be like, man, these guys talk about giving to Patreon way too much. And, you know, say whatever you want. I'm okay with that.
These guys just won't shut up about giving them money.
I put this comment here just so they would shut up about that. I'm okay with that.
You know, I donated to their Patreon just so they'd shut up about doing it. Like, there you go. Yes, we'll stop it if a lot of people contribute. Kind of, not really.
So, all right, guys, I appreciate that. I appreciate your comments on the Walking Dead that you will share, because I know you will. And until next time.
In the great words of King Ezekiel, I faked it until I made it.
I am Negan.
Just look at the flowers. Oh. I know that's not this season, but still.
May the fandom be with you.
Before we got into the conversation, you said there are no limits with Negan. There's actually one really big one, is that he does not approve of rape in any way. It's like this weird thing that's come up that comes up in Here's Negan, and it came up in the comics of like, you were just gonna do what with her? No, that's not how society works at all.
I don't know. I feel we could do this without Nick.
No.
It's the Jeff and Amy show.
Well.
Whoa, wow. I don't know if I should be offended by that.
I didn't mean it to offend you. Sorry, that came out a little harsh.
Through the miracle of the internet, we sound like we're in the same room.
But aren't we, though? No? Okay.
Right?
Me and Amy almost are. I can just open the door.
Yeah, and I see can her. Just look up the stairs and boom, Nick.
In all his glory.
You wore pants for this one, right, Nick?
Oh, who cares?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So
any of us are wearing pants.
You're right. You caught me.
Isn't that the beauty of being on an audio format? Like,
oh boy.
You caught me. No pants. Shorts.
I don't have any shoes on or socks. Does that count?
Yes.
Tell me what you're wearing, Nick.
I feel uncomfortable.
I have a Flash shirt on.
It's getting weird.
Flash symbol on it.
And some jeans that are too long, so they're rolled up.
Oh, so what you're saying is Jake from State Farm.
Pretty much. Jake from State Farm.
That's funny, but I am actually wearing khakis.
All right, Jeff. All right. You win.
I was wearing my Batman shoes before, but I took them off.
It's true.
I was being very...
You have Batman shoes? How old are you?
Yeah, dude.
Are you
They're
surprised?
Like slip-ons. My dad gave them to me for like Christmas last year,
Do
my
they
birthday.
Look like the Batmobile?
Like, no, they have like comic book pages on them, and they're totally like the old person shoes that you just slip on and have no laces.
but they're just all like a Batman comic on them. I wear them to work all the time because they're really easy to take off because I sit at my desk all day and I'm like, I need shoes that can come off really quickly because I like to take my shoes off while I'm working. And yeah, so I wear them to work quite often so I don't have to tie and untie my shoes. And the first time I wore them, people were like, what is on your feet? And I was like, oh, these are my Batman shoes. And they're like, okay, it's you. Fine. It's Nick.
The artist here.
Okay. All right. So then, we had some trailers happen. Nick's weird. But we already knew that. That shouldn't have gone in the news. Okay. So our last news story.
You know, this is good news, guys. Good news.
That you're weird?
Yeah. And it is breaking news.
Not really. Nobody's ever guessed that you were weird before, ever. So, okay, so AMC.
I have another story about that today, but I'm not going to tell. It's not as interesting as my Batman shoes.
Okay.
Oh, because your Batman shoes were riveting.
Somebody else told me that I was weird today, and I looked at him really oddly, like, what? And then, like, everyone in the room was like, no, Nick, you're weird. And I'm like, I've never thought that. I just blank stared them all, and they were all kind of like, wait, is he serious? It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Holy crap, that is a huge spider. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come get it.
No, that'd be nice. It's crawling towards me, and I'm too scared. And I kind of zoned out.
This is just like Walking Dead. You know, that's actually an undead spider, and I'll come kill it for you with Lucille.
Lucille's never killed a zombie.
No?
That can't be true.
Sorry, it's huge. And I was like, oh my gosh. It's in
made for
the
good
sheets.
Audio.
Oh my gosh! This is like one of the New Mutants!
Okay.
It's right
How
there.
Long
it's
until right. Lena texts Nick and says, calm down, I'm trying to put the cobra to
you
sleep.
Know. Oh my gosh, that's so fast.
You'll get better.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Get that thing away from me, Nick.
Yeah, let me put it in your pocket.
Oh my
okay,
gosh,
we can go on
no.
without you.
No, no, no.
I think I did myself. I think I'm going to need a sponge bath.
Oh my gosh. Do you hear any of that? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I got
Sorry,
it all.
Sorry.
Every word.
Crisis averted. I can focus now. Thank you for saving my life. I am eternally grateful.